High-speed rail projects were highlighted at an interstate conference today in Springfield, Massachusetts, where speakers urged more federal spending on transportation infrastructure. The investment of $700 million to upgrade 62 miles of rail line linking the greater New Haven, Hartford, and Springfield metropolitan areas will pay great dividends when high-speed trains start running on the line next May, predicted Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy.
And I'm not talking about more casinos. I'm talking about transportation, and I'm talking about job training and preparation and human capital, and certainly everything else that's connected with those efforts.
The new commuter rail service on the Hartford line is to have 17 round-trip trains between New Haven and Hartford each weekday, with 12 of those trains continuing to Springfield. The line will operate at speeds up to 110 miles per hour, cutting the travel time between Springfield and New Haven to about 81 minutes.
We're going to run those trains regularly. It's going to be that connection. It's going to make it easier to go to school in the area. It's going to make it easier to get to work in the area. It's going to promote economic activity in the area.
Malloy spoke at a conference Wednesday hosted by the New England Knowledge Corridor Partnership to highlight the economic development impact of the region's transportation projects. It was held at Springfield's Union Station, which opened last June after a $95 million restoration. The Democratic governor from Connecticut endorsed a much talked about but never formally studied project to build a high-speed rail line between Springfield and Boston.
Quite frankly, one of the things that Massachusetts needs to do is get a rail line between Boston and Springfield to connect to the rail line that we're building in Connecticut.
Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker last year vetoed a proposed feasibility study of the East-West rail line. Congressman Richard Neal, who earmarked funds to renovate Union Station, praised Malloy for directing over $200 million in federal money into the Hartford Line project.
Governor Malloy's work on that investment has really been visionary.
Neal was joined at the conference by two other Democratic members of Congress, James McGovern, also from Massachusetts, and Elizabeth Esty of Connecticut, to discuss the prospects for federal spending on infrastructure. McGovern called transportation the most important factor in promoting economic development.
You ought to be able to get from Boston to Worcester to Springfield. And we need to get our state and our region to make that a priority. You know, I keep on hearing all the challenges. Well, you know, CSX doesn't want to share the track, or it will be expensive, or it'll be this. Well, let's begin to develop the plan.
He said a once rundown section of Worcester has been revitalized because of the restoration of that city's Union Station and the expansion of commuter rail service from Boston more than a decade ago. Springfield Economic Development Director Kevin Kennedy said one of the hopes with the new rail service is that it will attract millennials to live in downtown Springfield.
I think rail means jobs, comfort, and convenience, and it's something that is very important to the lifestyle of today.
A survey of businesses in the New Haven-Springfield corridor by the Connecticut Business and Industry Association said the biggest benefit of the new rail service will be access to skilled workers. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.